Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. I'm chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. And Mike, we're following up on a news release that came out earlier this week, March 1st, and it's drill results from the Eau Claire deposit. And these drill results are from outside of the defined resource. Now, the headline number, little over 6 meters of a little bit more than 11.5 grams per ton gold. We also had some other intercepts in there that were upwards of almost 9 grams per ton, over about 2.5 meters. We saw some other longer widths, which also includes almost 6 meters of 4.5 grams per ton gold. So overall, I want your first comments on what these results, these initial results from this program are telling you.
That's a great question. And thank you, Corey, for having me on again. We have recently put out the news. It's the first 5 holes from our deposit drilling at the Eau Claire project, as you said, in Quebec. And this is, again, centering in on the James Bay gold camp. And as you said in the past, this wasn't going to be your typical infill program. We talked about that the last time that we spoke. We're focused on adding ounces around the current resource by drilling adjacent to mining blocks and then stitching together some of the outlier blocks in the lowest and eastern margin of the resource. The highlight of the news, obviously, is the 6 meters of 11.5 grams outside of the known resource, which together with the previously announced B1 step-out hole, where we hit the structure 660 meters away from the deposit down plunge, demonstrates and really confirms to us the high quality of the deposit at Eau Claire and really continues to support our goal of increasing the scale of the potential mining situation there.
So, Mike, I'm going to post figure one from the news release below this interview. It's a long section of the Eau Claire deposit and shows where these drill results are. And as you highlighted, hole 5, it's up there in the top part of the system outside of the resource block. Some of these other drill holes right around the resource block. And in full disclosure here, hole 1 had no significant intercepts, but all around it, that's where you were seeing some of those intercepts. Can you give us a little bit more context on why hole 1 might not have shown anything, but all the other results right around them were showing grades very similar to what's in the resource?
Yeah, I think that's characteristic of these gold in quartz vein systems, right? I mean, it all really runs to statistics of the resource. If you look at what we've inherited up at Eau Claire, we have a resource with 900 holes in it, 270,000 meters of drilling. So that really, in the end, it gives us a beautiful statistical database for us to compare what we're doing, right? You would expect to hit over cutoff or certainly, over the average resource that was in the PEA, 3 out of 10 times or 6 out of 10 times, right? So there are misses. And that's inherent to drilling these types of deposits. So far, with the first 5 holes, we're doing a little bit better than what you would expect from the statistical database back up at the mother resource.
So, Mike, compare these results then to the resource. One thing to note is that the cutoff grade of the current resource around there is about 2.5 grams per ton. Some of the actual resource grading is almost 12 grams per ton gold for a total of 204,000 ounces. How do you compare these holes then in terms of expanding on that resource?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have the kind of a mix of the same characteristics, right? I mean, we're within grades where, when they do the logging, they're seeing the flanking amphibole alteration around the quartz tourmaline veining. Up in the resource, you can find gold, you can find, almost an ounce per ton over 0.5 meters, but you can find, 5 grams over 10 meters. So there are areas of wide alteration and wide veining and swarming. And what we're doing now is really trying to hone in on those zones and where they are. And so you would expect with an infill program when we're drilling into completely new rock, and certainly it's going to be this, we're going to have the same discussion when it comes to getting more information on this 1 kilometer down plunge extension. How does that statistical database and how does the characteristics of what you're seeing in the rock as you're logging and when we're getting assays back compared to the infill holes that we're doing and the deposit drilling that we're doing, and then comparing that again up into the mother resource. So I think, you know, we're seeing everything. When we do the logging, we're seeing everything, and we're getting that that spread of grade and that spread of widths, right? And this, the table two that we have in the press release that we put out on Monday really captures the statistics that are over the 2 meter minimum mining width, right? So it is it is capturing all of the data of the resource and all of the data from the holes that we've done so far, which is, you know, only five into the deposit drilling. But, you know, what we really want to do is put a bit of realism into it, and run the stats on intercepts and probabilities of hitting that over, you know, at or over a 2 meter minimum mining width.
Okay, so for everyone that does want to view that table, I will post a link to the news release, and that is pretty much in the middle of that news release. Let's talk big picture about this overall exploration and drill program and how it affects some of this extension drilling. Because last time you and I chatted, we talked about a drill result from Target B, which is significantly further away from where this drilling happened compared to the known resource. What's the big picture on how these results will dictate the expansion program?
So, you know, as you pointed out, you know, our deposit drilling is focused around the eastern portion of the resource at depth, right? And that's an area that just happens to be 200,000 ounces at almost 12 grams per ton. So getting the results like we posted on Monday at the edge of that area really gives us a lot of directional confidence as we offset 200 to 400 meters to the east and start to drill out our the step out panel A that we're calling it, right? Which you can see on our typical standard long section in our corporate presentation. Another effect that these results you know, have had is really allowing us to think and to look out to what's happening at the deposit down dip and going to the west, as opposed to what you're seeing now, which is us being focused on what's on the down plunge to the east, right? As well as looking over to the Snake Lake structure, which you can see on the slide that we have, you know, our deposit trend, right? Where we intend to drill and potentially add more shallow high-grade gold for our open pit scenario. So you can expect that once we're done drilling out the 1 kilometer down plunge panel, and once we're done drilling out all of the holes within our deposit drilling, we're going to be putting some holes into the down dip and out into Snake Lake and follow up on a lot of high grade intercepts that weren't followed up on. So that's going to be adding two new exciting dimensions to the drilling at Eau Claire, and obviously, you know, drill results that follow. So it's exciting.
So, Mike, are you guys going to be updating a resource here? Is this still just a focus on exploration and maybe highlighting or then focusing on some of the higher priority targets after you get some more drill results in?
Yeah, you know, I think it's that, right? So I think for us, for the next 24 to 36 months, so we're an exploration company. So it's drill, drill, drill. The next technical report that people can expect from Eau Claire will be an updated resource. And that will be at the end of next year, at the earliest. I would say, you know, we'd have to put, you know, two or three good drill campaigns on it, or maybe into the following year in the first half. I think that's, you know, practically where it is. But as we talked about before, this program is, you know, as a first program, as the new owners of Eau Claire, it's pretty exotic in a way that we want to take the 50,000 meters and we want to do everything, right? We want to test the resource. We want to drill down dip. We want to go out along the trend to see if we have other open pit style mineralization that we could feed into a potential situation at Eau Claire. And we also want to really blow out that 1 kilometer down plunge extension. And so if we are successful, even just with the first 50,000 meters of drilling, you know, we're going to be able to, you know, confidently show to the market that, you know what, our aim to, you know, dramatically rescale Eau Claire is probably a doable thing. And then what will happen over the next, you know, 24, 36 months, you know, as we do drilling and as we're starting to fill in that picture, you know, we'll obviously be leading up into an updated technical report, and investors will see that coming, you know, a year away. right? Because we're going to be slowly moving towards it, and it'll be, you know, quite transparent, and people can anticipate when it's going to come. The other aspect to it too is we are taking the current 2018 PEA, which in our view is well done, and we're going to unpackage it into its parts, and we are going to move it ahead at the same time in the background, right? So there's things like, you know, it's the things that, you know, we typically don't talk about when we're marketing, things like the geotechnical drilling, all the metallurgy, getting all the environmental baseline study going, start the permitting process. What are you going to build? Answering those types of questions and getting that work done. Because the next expectation after that technical report comes out with a new resource is going to be, okay, when are we getting a new engineering study? And so we want that to be as soon as practical right after that. So, you know, for Eau Claire, there's really two work streams. It's exploration. But at the same time, you know, we need to be prepared once we arrive there with, you know, being able to articulate what it is now that we endeavor to build. Right. But I mean, that's something that we're going to be talking about in 24, 36 months from now.
Fair enough. But it sounds like you and your team really see potential here to, it sounds like, vastly expand on this resource. Obviously, we can't put numbers around it, but by the sounds of how much drilling you're going to be doing and that time frame of unpacking the PEA and moving, I guess, more the economics forward, there's a lot of exploration potential here.
Yeah, there is. You know, at the deposit, you know, you've got to look at it from all three project scales. There's obviously gold at Eau Claire at the deposit, right? I mean, that's what was acquired. But you know, this drilling that the results that we're doing now, and this, you know, this deposit drilling program that we have is showing that it can grow. We have the down plunge extension, right? We have the B1 hole. We have an additional four infill holes that are going to be coming out shortly. We have the entire B panel in the lab, right? Which is the you know, 600 to 800 step out panel. That's in the lab. That's coming. You know, we're currently on hole A2, so we have A1 in the lab, and then we're on hole C2, which means C1 is being logged now and going into the lab. So that, I mean, that's 800 to 1,000 meter step out panel, which is exciting stuff. And then you look at the next layer up, right, or the next project scale, which is the trend. So 3, 5, and 7 kilometers to the east of Eau Claire. What's there? You know, are there any, you know, in the geophysics, can you see any repeating structures? Well, guess what? There's at least 6 areas that we need to drill, right? And if Eau Claire is going to give what we think it's going to give, then at least one of these other primary and secondary interactions that are basically all pregnant with gold is also going to give, right? But I mean, that the work just needs to get done in order to outline that. And then you look at more of the regional scale, and we're really going to exercise the regional potential this summer, right, when the snow's gone and we can actually get out there and get out in the field on the property. And we're literally going to go and grid off the entire eastern Lac Clarkie block and do all the surface geochem. We've done some testing on biogeochem, which we put out in a press release previously, which actually works over some of the deposits that East Main had drilled, right? But in the typical geochem, when you're doing soils or tills, that surface expression isn't there, which was a little bit of a head scratcher for us. So we went over it and we grid and we did a bio geochem, and it lit the whole area lit up, which is really interesting, interesting technique. So it doesn't work everywhere all the time, certainly around the world, but for that area in the field, it worked famously. So we're going to use that technique amongst others this summer as we build it out. So yeah, I mean, there is potential at all three project scales.
Okay. Wrap us up then, please, with a little update on when we can expect to see some more drill results from this program.
We'll get more drill results mid to late March, after which we anticipate news from Eau Claire to be fairly consistent over the next several months, which is going to be nice because it's going to transition very nicely into announcements and results coming from Homestake Ridge and Committee Bay. You know, so again, you know, as we've talked before, we've sequenced the exploration work to provide, you know, lots of catalysts, which is going to be, you know, a great situation for marketing and for our investors.
All right, Mike, thank you for the update. Again, I will post that figure one from the news release and the link to the news release so all of you can read over that news release. And if you have any other further questions or want us to focus on any other topics within Fury Gold Mines, please email me fleck@kereport.com and I will get those answered for you. Mike, I appreciate your update. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey.